to hear your word. It's an honor to welcome your word. We welcome it with excitement, like a love letter written directly to us. Your word, dear Father God, is your will and your word talking to you, talking directly to us. And we receive your word this morning, not as the word of a man, but the word of God as it is in truth. Thank you, Father God, for the impartation, the instruction, the manifestation, and the revelation of your word. We thank you, Father God, for the demonstration of your word and the confirmation of your word with signs and wonders following. Thank you, Father God, that the entrance of your word will bring and produce light and divine illumination, revelation, information from heaven that will transform our lives for the better forever. Thank you, Father God. We magnify the word and the Holy Spirit who will destroy every yoke of bondage, any barriers or any blockages in our hearts and minds. Thank you for transformational truths this morning. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen, amen, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Psalms 34, 1 through 3. Psalms 34, 1 through 3. Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now notice it's personal. Starts with a choice. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall be continually in my mouth. Now, I'll read it one more time because you need to really internalize this. You need to personalize this, and you need to verbalize this and vocalize this. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in whose mouth? My mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. So first praise begins with a decided choice to praise the Lord in spite of what's going on. And then it flows from the will to your emotions and then to others. Now, it's usually indicative in a praise service or worship time during a worship service that people aren't doing verse 1 because verse 2 and 3 are absent. There's no emotion, there's no energy in praising. And there's no expression of praising that flows to others. Because they stopped and omitted verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. All times. All times. All times. I will bless the Lord at all times. Come on now. And his praise shall continually be where? In my mouth. Not complaints, his praise. Not grumbling, mumbling, and stumbling, but what? His praise. Amen. So we're talking about the power of praise. It's so much, so important for us to embrace. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6, in the New Living Translation, the Bible says, "We praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us." Why do we praise God? For the glorious grace he has poured out on us, who belong to his dear son. Praise God. You don't belong to just strangers and stragglers and strugglers. You belong to Jesus. So we praise God for his glorious grace. Come on now, that he's poured out on us. Come on, lift your hands and praise God right now. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your glorious grace that you poured out upon us. First Peter 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9, New King James Version, it says, but you are a chosen generation. Everybody say, I'm a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. Everybody say, I'm a royal priesthood. A holy nation, his own special people. For what purpose? Look at this, that you may proclaim the praises of him. That you may proclaim the praises of him. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Come on now. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you proclaiming his praises? Some people got it twisted. They proclaim the pain. They proclaim the problem. They're not proclaiming his praises. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, it says in the New Living Translation again, NLT, therefore let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God. That means you don't feel like it. That doesn't mean it doesn't seem any reason to do it in the natural sense. All bad things are happening. The problems are mounting up. It says you continue a continual sacrifice of praise to who? Through Jesus Christ. Proclaiming our allegiance to his name. So friends, what is praise? Which is part one. You're gonna need to be here next week for part two. So just as an introduction today, we need to go back and understand what is praise. Because there's power in praise. Praise is celebrating God as our heart's true home. The scriptures are filled with injunctions and instructions to praise the Lord. What does that mean? Well, 1 Chronicles 29:20 says, New Living Translation, all these in the NLT. It says, then David said to the entire assembly, give praise to the Lord your God. And the entire assembly praised the Lord and the God of their ancestors. And they bowed low and knelt before the Lord and King. And the King. Psalms 106 verse 1, praise the Lord. Everybody say praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is what? Good. Its situation may not be good, but he is good. For his faithful love endures forever. Psalms 113, verse 1. It says, praise the Lord. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Come on now, y'all say it with me. Praise the Lord. Come on, don't be a praise miser this morning. We want you to be a praiseaholic. Not an alcoholic. Not a drug addict. Not, other addicts, but be addicted to praise. Amen. Don't let 10 minutes go by without saying praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Give praise to, O ye servants of the Lord. Bless, praise the Lord, name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalms 117, verse 1. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him. All you people of the earth. Everybody say, that's me. I'm in the earth, so I should be praising God. Hallelujah. Now, Psalms 150, verse 6, same translation, New Living Translation. Let everything that has breath sing praise to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, praise the Lord. So if we're going to obey these commands and directives, from God, we must first learn what praise is. So praise includes, number one, write these three things down. Number one, commending. Number one is commending. Number two is expressing approval or favorable judgment of. Number two, expressing approval or favorable judgment of. Say it again. Number two, expressing approval or a favorable judgment of. Number three, glorifying, especially by crediting with performance. Perfection. Glorifying is especially by crediting with perfections. So commending, as we said, number one is, commending is to commend someone, is to entrust for care or preservation, to entrust for care or preservation. Or secondly, and under commending, you to recommend as worthy of confidence or notice. Recommend as worthy of confidence or notice. It means praising God by commendation or commending is thus means that we entrust ourselves to his care and recommend that others do the same. We entrust ourselves to his care and recommend others do the same. So no matter what the situation or circumstances is, we always say, thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some people don't say that right up front. They may say some cuss words. They may say some bad words or negative words, but this is not commending. Let everything that has breath do what? Praise the Lord. So praise by commendation or commending thus applies the promises of God to our personal circumstances. I'll say it again. Praise by commendation or commending applies the promises of God to our personal circumstances. So an example would be simple of this. A father who's lost his job. His praise of God in such a situation might go something like this. I'm just giving you an example here. Lord God, you are my provider in the name of Jesus. Now, he's not pouting and, I lost my job. Now, you can apply this to getting a medical diagnosis. Maybe it's negative. Or getting a financial dilemma that's pretty hard. Or a family situation that's almost unbearable. It's the same thing. You got to praise by commendation or commending by applying the promises of God to your personal situation and your personal circumstances. Everybody got it? So this job loss father is saying, Lord God, you are my provider in the name of Jesus. So that's a statement of commendation because God promised what? My God shall what? Supply all what? My need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But, you know, some situations, circumstances happen. You know, we got a reduction in force. Oh, well, we hadn't been making enough money, so we got to let you go. And give you a pink slip or get you a termination notice. Well, you shouldn't go out and pout and run around and have a pity party. Go back and listen to last week's sermon about beware of the snare because that is dangerous. That is demonic. See, the devil wants to steal your praise and so he can take away your victory and your blessings. Amen. So you got to apply the promises of God to your personal situation by making a statement of commendation right up front. Lord God, you are my provider in the name of Jesus. I praise you. Give you just an example here. For I know that you care for me and you care for my family. Father God, you are the God who knows and cares even for the sparrows. So I know that my wife and my children and I are worth much more than to you than sparrows are. Therefore, this is this father praying. This is an example. I choose not to worry, fret, or get up frustrated. Instead, I will boast of your goodness to us in the past. And there has been other times, many other times. Father God, we did not know that we were going to how we're going to pay our bills. Yet you have always made a way. See, they didn't get into that. What are we going to do now? How are you going to do this now? You're not even praising. Amen. Yet you've always made a way, and there has been seemed to be no other way. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your care and provision. Amen. Amen. You're declaring that in advance. Thank you, Father God, that you are too faithful to fail. Come on now. Some of y'all need to lift your hands right now. Say, thank you, Father God, that you're too faithful to fail. You're too faithful to fail. You're too faithful to fail. See, if you complain, what happens? You remain in that circumstance, in that situation, in that problem, in that pain. But if you praise, you what? You'll be raised. Thank you, Father, that you're too faithful. I know that I can trust you. I can lean on and depend on and rely totally upon you, Lord. I know that your eyes are on my family, and you will not forget us nor forsake us. Everything you provided, food for your people as they wander through the wilderness today, I declare that by faith that you will provide food for us. You alone, dear Father, are my refuge. I choose not to be shaken by fear, doubt, or unbelief. I choose to respond, not to respond to defeat and discouragement and despair. Somebody say glory to God. You alone, Father God, are the source and supply of all that I have and everything I will ever want and need in Jesus' name. Come on now. That's commending. I praise you because you are faithful and you're the everlasting one. I know that you're fully aware of what we're going through, and I thank you in advance that you what you would do for us. To your name be the glory today, tomorrow, next week, next month in my life. I praise you and I honor you that you are my God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody say hallelujah. Now, that's commending. See, the way your outlook determines your outcome. See, if your outlook is pity party and pain, then your outcome is going to be worse. But if your outlook is praise, come on now, you're going to see the promises come to pass. See, the next one is expressing approval or favorable judgment of. What is praise? Expressing approval or favorable judgment of. See, to approve someone is to have and express a favorable opinion of him or to show esteem. You know, the personal experience is at the heart of this expression of praise. Now, I'm going to read a couple of Psalms. I'm going to read them off the board. I'm going to ask you to read them with me. Psalms chapter 10, verse 14. Psalms 10, 14. I think you guys can pull it up there. Psalms 10, 14. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 10, 14. Let's see if I can. Oh, there it is. All right. But you have seen. So you have observed trouble and grief. A lot of people going through that today. To repay it by your hand. The helpless commits himself to you. And you are the helper of who? That's especially the proven of God. That's who you are, Lord. You help the fatherless. You help the helpless. So praise God. Psalms 59:16. But I will sing of who? Your power. Now, let me ask you this, just a brief survey. How many of you sing to the Lord? You sing about the Lord's power. Now, remember, there's songs typically in three categories. I'm not saying they're all the categories. So don't go outside. Well, there's only three categories of song. No, there's really three types of songs that you should be singing in the category of praise and worship. You know, songs of declaration, songs of proclamation, and songs of adoration. And sometimes when you're making a song of declaration, you're singing of his power. I'm declaring how big my God is. I'm singing about how good my God is. I'm singing about how great and glorious my God is. You're singing a song of declaration. And you got to remember this in mind. You're not just singing for yourself only. You're singing for those seen and unseen. Those devils lurching around your house trying to get in your windows and try to get into the windows of your soul. And you're singing for them. And you're singing because the Bible says, in your Bible and mine, in Psalms chapter 8, verse 2, that praise silences or stills the enemy and the avenger. Come on now. So those demons and dogs from hell are barking at you. What are you going to do now? What's going to happen now? This ain't going to never change. This ain't going to never turn around. This ain't never turn out good. And you need to be singing about God's power. Amen. So you let the devil know. I'm declaring you how big my God is, how better my God is, how strong my God is, how great my God is, how glorious my God is, how wonderful my God is. Right in the devil's presence. When he's trying to chew you up and spit you out. I will sing. Did it say you feel like singing? No. He said, I will. That means you got to make a choice. When you're feeling the mully grubs, when you're feeling like your head's down in the sand like an ostrich. I will sing. So I go back to the earlier question when I asked, What songs do you sing around your house? They see some people just listen to music and they never become the music. You know, the Bible instructs us to sing a new song to the Lord. That means he didn't tell you to make up a, he didn't tell you to get a song off the radio and play it for the Lord. Or get your playlist, your iTunes playlist and play it for the Lord. He told you to sing. This verse is telling us to sing. Come on now, tell Lord, I'm going to get my singing up. The Father likes singing. He wants you singing. You should be singing in the shower. See, you're not just to be listening to the music, but you, through your heart and through your own lips, become the music. I will sing of his power. I will sing out aloud. Aloud. Aloud of your mercy in the morning. Not your grumbling, your mumbling, your stumbling. Get me my coffee. I'm hungry. Let's get some breakfast. I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. No, not this. I don't want to be bothered. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me for a couple hours. I got to wake up. For you have been what? My defense and a refuge in the day of trouble. What do you think we're going to be doing when we get to heaven? They're up there singing. Lots of songs in Revelation. We're going through Revelation now, right? They're singing. Singing about the blood. Singing about the Savior. Singing about the Lord. Worshiping the King. Come on now. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Psalm 63:1. Psalm 63:1-2. Psalm 63:1-2. Praise the Lord. Oh God, you are my what? Early will I what? My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land when there is no water is. See, life may be beating you up and causing you to be dehydrated and worn down and wore out. I mean, you know, how many can testify that life sometimes can be rough and tough? You know, there's a real pain out there. There's real problems that all of us have faced. But there's power in praise. There's power in praise. That's verse 2. Let's go to verse 2. Verse 2 says, it's coming. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. I long for you. So you see, praise by approving is turning our thoughts toward God and remembering how he has won our acclaim and adoration. I'll say it again. So praise by approving is turning our thoughts toward God and remembering how he has won our acclaim and adoration. It is reciting the wonder of who he is and how he has made a difference in our life and the life of others. You know, quite frequently I read or recite Psalms 23 nearly every day, not every day, but nearly every day, because there's 12 blessings in there. So you start off, you know, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. I thank you, Father God, and I praise you that you are my shepherd. And I usually use the Hebrew name, the covenant redemptive name, Jehovah Rohi. That Jehovah means God, our Rohi, shepherd. You're my Jehovah Rohi. You're my shepherd, and I do not lack. I thank you that you caused me not to lack for ability, not to lack for opportunity, and never to lack for money. Come on now. I do not lack for peace. I do not lack for strength. And your word says in James chapter 1, verse 5, any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So I ask you, Lord, to give me an abundant supply of skillful and godly wisdom today. And I thank you that you are my shepherd, and I do not lack. Praise God. You make me to lie down on green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You restore and revive and recover my soul and my life. Come on now. I'll be refreshed in my soul today. See, we're not supposed to live depressed and discouraged. We're supposed to live in harmony and, and in unity with God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So that's why you express approval of, and you express by express your praise by reciting. So what does praise do in this context, in this element of what praise is? It helps you zoom out. Everybody say zoom out. So every one of us have optics or a outlook or a focus. And praise helps you zoom out from what's wrong with you and what's not right with your circumstances, and helps you zoom in and zoom up on God and what's right about God and what's good about God. Why are people sad and mad so much? Because they're irritated by what the present circumstances are presenting them. And their thoughts are dictating their feelings, their moods, and their attitudes. And see, praise helps you zoom out from what you're feeling and what's wrong about your circumstances and zoom in on what's good and what's glorious about God. Some of us need to zoom out. Come on, tell somebody next to you, zoom out. Hallelujah. Glorifying is the third one. So to glorify someone is to bestow honor, praise, and admiration. In other words, giving glory to someone specifically identifies what is admirable in the person. The example is quite frequent in Scripture. God is recognized as being good. Psalms 34:8, faithful. Psalms 33:4, righteous. Psalms 11:7, just. 2 Chronicles 12:6. Merciful and forgiving, Daniel 9:9. We just read that in our daily devotional reading. See, his law, his character, his actions are described as being perfect and flawless. Listen to this, 2 Samuel 22:31. In the NIV, it says, As for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. The Lord's word is flawless. Just cut that off, please. And he shields all those who take refuge in him. Psalms 19:7, it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. Isaiah 25:1, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness. Ooh, I love that. In perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things. In perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things. Things planned long ago. Hallelujah. See, praising God by glorifying him is simply recognizing and testifying to all these admirable qualities of God. And as we honor God for who he is and for what he has done in our lives, we make room for him to work for us and in us every day. I'll say that again because that you need to get that one. As we honor God for who he is and what he has done in our lives, we make room for him to work for us and in us every day. Now, here's how this works. You wake up in the morning, let's just say you're on the wrong side of the bed this morning, and you grumble, 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 mumble, 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 fuss, 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 complain. And so your mouth is withhold, and your heart is withholding praise and thanksgiving due to your God, to Father God. So what does God do? You shut him out from working with you and for you and in you that day. Let me tell you how Christians really get into a pickle or a real problem and pain in their life. When they shut God out because they shut their mouth. And they shut their heart of gratitude, thanksgiving, and praise, and so they limit God from being able to work for them, work on them, or work in them. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, the real truth of the matter is God wants to show out and work out in your lives every day. But what's holding him back? Now, God is sovereign. Somebody say, was God sovereign? He can do what he wants to. Yes, he can. But he's not going to override your will. He's not going to override your want to or don't want to. He's not going to override you welcoming him or saying, you know what, you're not welcome. Because I'm mad. I'm sad. I'm thinking bad thoughts right now. I want to cut you off. God inhabits the praises of his people. Psalms 22, verse 3. He inhabits the praises of people. So if you want God to inhabit your space and your place, your house, then you need to give him praise. You need to give him thanks. You need to welcome God in and open the door for God to come in to work for you, on you, and in you, and on your situation. So I said it earlier, don't become a praise miser. Because you need to start off early in the morning singing, thanking, and praising God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's go back to our opening scripture, but I'm going to read it in the Amplified Classic. It says, when are we to praise God? The Bible says in Amplified Classic, Psalm 34, 1 through 3, I will bless the Lord at how many times? When you feel like it? When your favorite praise and worship song is on? Because some people got style preferences. I'm looking at different styles in this room. Because we all look different. So everyone's got a style. So some people like that. Oh, that's my jam. If that's your jam, then you need to be jamming all the time. But you need to be jamming with all praise kind of songs. Some people are picky and choosy. I don't know that song. I don't like that song. Oh, that song's too slow. That song's too fast. That song's too loud. And so what do they do? Hand down, head down, mouth closed. I don't praise. When he's worthy to be what? And the Bible says, I will bless the Lord how many times? Now, what does bless mean? I know I'm being real simple. Bless means to say something good about. Just like curse, I'm not talking about cussing, using profanity. I'm talking when you curse, you say something, you don't say something good about. You know, you can curse me by not using a cuss word. All you got to do is say something ugly about me. You just put a word curse. Now, he said, I will bless the Lord. So if I don't say something, I don't do nothing. So some people go, oh, I'm not saying anything bad. I just don't want to say anything. I just don't want to sing anything. What happens? You neutralize or go negative anyway. You lose by default. Everybody say it with me. I will. Bless the Lord. How many times? Whose praise? Not yours. Because some people want to look at me. Look what I did. See, don't get partnered with Satan. Because that's what he wanted. He wanted the Lord's praise. The praise was supposed to go through him back when he was Lucifer. The praise was supposed to flow through him, but they went to him, and he's like, I like this. And he got puffed up in pride and said, I'm going to be like God. I'm going to set my throne against me. I'm going to get the praise for myself. He was a thief, but he stole the praises of God. Did you know you could be a partner with the devil by stealing his praises? He comes on around your house. He said, I'm not welcome there because they don't even praise me in there. They don't even praise me in that apartment. They got all those movies on, those rated R movies, got all those cuss words and all that obscenity and profanity in there. That ain't bringing praise to me. He says, I'm not welcome there. This Bible, then your Bible says this, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall what? What's continually? Everything that have breath, praise the Lord. Everything you're looking at on social media, praise the Lord. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, praise the Lord. Don't get it twisted. Don't get twisted up by looking at, oh, look at what they did. Look at it. And you get all grumpy and lumpy and complaining about what's on the news or what's on the negative, what's on the narrative of the day. And then what happens? You shut down praise. All times. His praise should continue to be on my. Look at this. Verse 2. My life. That means our lives should make its what? Boast in the Lord. Bragging about what? What the Lord's doing. What the Lord's done. Not even accrediting your faith. Look at my faith. God gave you the faith to believe and receive from him. So you brag about him. Look what the Lord has done. We ought to be finding at least 10 things every day to praise the Lord about. Look at what you've done, Lord. This is you. Look at God. You're so good. You're so awesome. You're so marvelous. You're so wonderful. You just go, Jesus. Go, Jesus. Go. You're just so good. But when you're caught up in yourself, you're looking at your three favorite people. Me, myself, and I. I'm so good, or things aren't so good, and then you're up and down on a roller coaster, and you're withholding praise that's due to his name. Remember we said, if you praise, you'll be raised. If you complain, you remain. You complain about the devil and what the devil, I can't believe all this stuff. I can't believe all this stuff's going on. I can't believe all these taxes I'm under. I can't believe all this bad stuff. You need to be praising God because praise stops and silences the enemy and the avenger. The devil's busy. He never takes a day off. You got to praise God and get your house full of praise to where the devil can't stand being around there. Praise or run the devil out of your house. Hallelujah. Y'all here? Or y'all going home already? My life makes its boast in who? In the Lord. Now, if you're like me, you like sports, you like football, you want to be cautious of bragging about people and bragging about stuff more than you're bragging on God. So how's your balance? Do the scales of your heart and the scales of your life weigh heavily on praising God versus praising yourself and other people? You might have cooked the best ham and turkey or pork tenderloin or ribs or whatever you cooked this past Thursday, Thanksgiving. You might have cooked the best side dish and everybody raved about it. But what's your response? Praise the Lord. I'm not posting on Facebook my plate and what I did or what I cooked. Come on now. My life makes its boast in who? Come on, y'all. Some of y'all need to get this. Come on, lift your hands and thank God. Thank you, Lord. He said, let the humble be afflicted here and be glad. They will hear me bragging about God, not bragging about me. Because sometimes you get around some people that like talk big about themselves. What I'm doing. Or they want to bring the whole room down by talking about what the devil's doing. Don't shout me down. I'm preaching real good today. He said, my life will make its boast where? In the Lord. Now, you say, are you moving on, Pastor? I'm not going to move on until you get this scripture. we're not bragging enough about God. We're not talking big enough about God. I'm talking about at the house, at the family. Amen. He said, the humble and the afflicted will hear and be glad. But see, when the humble and afflicted hear you pridefully boasting on yourself or bragging about the devil, they not glad, but they sad. And then some get mad. Verse 3. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us what do what? What does it mean to exalt his name? Now, you may have gotten a diagnosis. Let's say it's cancer. Let's say it's diabetes. Let's say it's depression. Let's say it's bankruptcy. Let's say it's they're about to repossess something. Let us magnify the Lord with what? That's where you get team praise, corporate praise. And let us exalt whose name?
His name,
not the bad stuff, not the bad names. That means to exalt means to push far above all of the names. Now, sometimes we may have to double up or triple up on exalting the name of the Lord and magnifying the labor of the Lord. Magnify is just like a magnifier. You make him bigger than the other names. It could be family strife and discord. Somebody's fighting or somebody's mad at each other and you got strife at the house. You got to magnify the Lord. And let us exalt whose name? His name together. Come on now. Praise God. Y'all stand to your feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.